Aliens and Alligators, This Is What a Weird Week, Season 5, Episode Can't Remember.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like,
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott. This is the What a Weird Week show, where we catch you up on the weird news of the week. If you would like a transcript of this program, or show notes, or podcast stuff, you can go to shownotes.page. That website, again, is shownotes.page. Page. Here is your latest episode, Friday, March 15th, 2024.
10.
Return of the monoliths. We covered the monoliths when they were in the news in 2020 after being discovered at a few places around the world. Were they an art installment? Were they just a cover story for some sort of alien structure? Big metal, silver rectangles, sometimes a little bit different shape, maybe 10 feet tall, out in the middle of nowhere. What the heck were those things? An artist collective did lay claim to the monoliths 4 years ago, but now the liths are back. I thought it would be cool to say the liths are back. Eh. I don't know now. A fellow was in the news this week for finding another, this time in Wales, in a place that's very hard to get to with a vehicle, so it's not like it fell off a truck or something. I don't understand art, but I'm guessing this one is also art. But what if it's something evil disguised as art? How would we even know? If you want to see a photo, you can click the link in the show notes.
Nine.
Cats for Books in Worcester, Massachusetts. The public library is having a late book fee amnesty. If you have an overdue book at their library for the month of March, instead of cash money, you can submit cat photos. You can have your debts paid off via cat photos. No cash needed. Also, move over Bitcoin. Now it's cat photos. Kind of weird and it's kind of great. The story, and I hope it catches on. I hope that you can use cat photos as currency other places. Pay off your speeding ticket, maybe, with cat photos. Let me ask you this. If cat photos do become the new currency, would you already be a millionaire? Next, the Blue Dragon Invasion.
This is What a Weird Week, the weird show about weird news.
Eight. Spring break is being ruined by blue dragons. This is happening on the beaches of Texas, where spring breakers were cautioned about swimming this week because the ocean is teeming with blue dragons. Legit blue dragons. They look absolutely incredible. In the article that we linked to, they describe them as looking like some sort of Pokemon. That checks out. They've been washing up on the beach, and they can do you some damage. They're related to, or they're compared to, in this article, to a man of war or some sort of jellyfish, sea slug. They mostly just drift, but the way the winds have been blowing, they've been drifting and washing ashore on Texas beaches, and they will sting you pretty badly. They can be three times worse than getting stung by a man of war. I had never heard of these things before, these blue dragons. How they end up being such potent stingers is kind of bonkers to me. So they eat the tentacles of another stingy thing in the ocean, and then they store up all that sting power. And then when the blue dragon is agitated, it'll release all that wonderful stingy pain. Maybe not wonderful, sorry, the terrible stingy pain. This is me paraphrasing the scientific portions of the article, but if you want to read the whole thing, click the show notes.
Seven.
Dog research is in the news. It's good news. Having pooches in our lives, good for us, good for our brains, good for our overall health. This study looked at a few different outcomes when human people types interacted with pooches, like walking a poodle, one of the examples they point to. That will relax you. Brushing a dog will help you concentrate. Playing with a dog, very good for human health. It also links back to a few other studies. So they're quoting the new study, but then they also link back to some other great stuff about having a pooch in our lives. It will improve your mood, help your blood pressure, and lower stress. And this is the weird and wonderful one. looking a dog in the eyes is good for you. Just that alone. Like, I have asthma. Difficult for me to own a pooch, but I could go visit a pooch, maybe look at a pooch through a window at a pet store. That's good for me. The studies indicate that it will increase your level of oxytocin, so you're going to feel love, you're going to feel trust just by looking a pooch in the eyes. Pretty great. Next, the rats are getting high on the cop's supply.
Let's get back into the weird news on What a Weird Week.
Six.
Rats getting high on the cop's supply. The New Orleans Police Department are going through it right now with their headquarters. There are some different things going on. I hear the elevator not working so well. There's mold and that pesky old rat infestation that they're dealing with. This is at their building on Broad Street. These rats aren't regular rats. These rats have become enamored with eating the marijuana from the evidence room. And this famously got picked up by a lot of news orgs and the late night shows because of the quote from city council. There was a meeting and it's so matter of fact, the rats are all high.
Major rodents on the floor, the cockroaches, the rats eating our marijuana. They're all high.
So that is an ongoing situation. I mean, you don't want rats in your police headquarters. Maybe it's better if they're chill, if they're on the, you know, having a doobie sandwich and relaxing. I don't know. Please enjoy responsibly. Also, they might get paranoid, though. Isn't that something that can happen? We'll see how this one plays out.
Five.
Gas pump glitch. The woman who allegedly figured out this glitch at the gas pump and allegedly stole $27,000 worth of gas. This is in Nebraska. Lady, again, allegedly figured out that if you swipe your rewards card twice, the gas pump goes into demo mode and you can get free gas. I don't know how this person figured it out, allegedly figured it out. Just imagine if you figured that out, somehow you swiped your card twice by mistake and then it was like free gas. What's happening here? I mean, my goodness, the temptation would be great.
Up next, we have a potential bake shop forgery.
Down the weird news of the week. This is What a Weird Week.
Four.
Bake shop accused of reselling Dunkin' Donuts as their own. This bake shop accused of reselling the Dunkin's as their own donut and representing it as a vegan and gluten-free donut. One market on social media is accusing a vegan bakery in Long Island of doing this. They have photos. They do testing. It appears as though there is gluten in that donut. The donut looks like a vanilla donut, pink or purple icing, and then how I would describe it, we don't have Dunkin' Donut where I am, or Dunkin's, I mean, where I am. So if I were to describe this donut, I would say it has Meow Mix cat food on top, but apparently that's not what it has on top. It has candy letters, the letter D, made out of candy. The color palette does sort of remind you of a Dunkin' Donut, or I keep saying Dunkin' Donut. It's just Dunkin', isn't it? Anyway, long in-depth article, lots of donut photos, if that's, you know, something you're into, and the test results. Also, there's a lot happening with this one. You can do a deep dive. Click the link in the show notes.
Three.
How big is the world's heaviest blueberry? Let me tell you, monstrous. Wait, put the thing on the thing.
Monstrous.
From my future best friend, Hoops Hooper at United Press International. He is the weird news guru. Keep up the good work, Hoops. The berry story. The berry is 0.72 ounces, roughly 20 grams. It's about your average mouse. That's how much your average mouse weighs. That's how big this blueberry is. Almost as heavy as a AA battery. Three times as heavy as a human eye. This is an Australian blueberry. It has attained official Guinness World Record status by weighing in at 0.72 ounces. About the size of a ping pong ball around. Interesting backstory. They picked this berry in New South Wales in November. And they knew they had a prize winner, so they froze it. They got in touch with the Guinness World Records folks, and now it's official. Congratulations, Heavy Berry. Also, pretty good name for a band. Next, the search for alien life suffers minor setback.
Of the week. This is What a Weird Week.
Two. The search for alien life suffers minor setback. A couple of stories we're combining here. First one from the New York Post. Here's the headline. Interstellar signal, long believed to be proof of alien life, was probably just a truck. This is based on research from the folks at Johns Hopkins University. They are no slouches. It involves a meteor that popped into the ocean in 2014. I'm not a scientist, barely even passed high school, but I'm going to try to break this down for you. In 2014, a meteor bursts out of the sky, plummets into the ocean. They pick up a seismic signal, and experts interpret that signal to mean that perhaps this meteor, space object, is the remnants of an alien probe. One expert really led the way, Avi Loeb. He has been on a lot of UFO podcasts and stuff. He is from Harvard University. This researcher looks at the data from the meteorite, which, by the way, was released to him from the Pentagon. The data convinces Avi Loeb to find this meteor in the ocean and retrieve it because this thing may be an alien artifact. The seismic activity that was picked up when this meteorite went kerplunk has now been reinterpreted by the folks at Johns Hopkins as being the result of a truck driving by the seismometer. So that's phase one of the story about is the truth out there or not. And then part two of the story, the government report on UFOs or UAP has been released. The Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office was set up a couple years ago to look into mysterious sightings. Their report concluded there's no evidence of extraterrestrial technology and that most all UFOs are just ordinary things misidentified. UFO podcasts and researchers around the globe have been saying since that report came out that it contains lies and is garbage. That is me paraphrasing. So is the truth still out there? Maybe. Honorable mention. This one makes an honorable mention just for the clickbait headline that got me too. Here's the headline. Stock up on food, water, and fuel ahead of the eclipse. Emergency officials warn. That was a legit headline. It's not what you think. There's so much eclipse tourism expected in April that many towns and cities will be visited by people who will be buying bottled water and chips. So the warning is just like same thing we'd get here before a snowstorm where I live. You go to the grocery store and you buy chips and milk and everybody thinks the same thing and the grocery store is crowded. That's the warning, basically. The headline, I thought it was like some sort of zombie apocalypse. Eclipse. Copyright 2024. Zombie apocalypse? No? No, you're right. It's a no. Hang on, number one next. The urban legend that turned out to be true.
This is What a Weird Week, recapping the weird stories of the week.
One. Alligators in the sewer. I always thought this was a myth, urban legend. Now we have video. It's true. It's not New York City. It's Florida. A work crew got a video of a 5-foot alligator in this gross sewer pipe. No workers were harmed in this confrontation. They had sent a robot in. The robot cam was checking out the pipe. It was like a routine pothole inspection. And kablammy, they spot a 5-foot alligator in there. They've got some great video footage. You can click the link in the show notes. Check it out. Go shownotes.page. And that is a wrap on this edition of the What a Weird Week show. If you want all the stuff we talked about or a transcript, shownotes.page, or search What a Weird Week wherever you get podcasts. Also, shout out to our friends at Funhouse Radio. Every weekend you can hear this program on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. All right, see you next week for another countdown of weird.